You're listening to WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. New York's bail law is getting another makeover. Back in January, the state eliminated bail for almost all offenses except violent felonies. But there was an immediate backlash, and in April, legislators took action so that judges can hold more people on bail. Those changes didn't get much attention at the time because everyone was worried about the deadly coronavirus pandemic, but they're going into effect today, just as New Yorkers are focusing on racism in law enforcement. WNYC's Beth Fertig is here to explain. The new bail law, Beth, went into effect back in January. Remind us what was so controversial in the first place.
That law was meant to level the playing field so people couldn't be held in jail just because they were too poor to pay to get out. But then the crime rate went up, and police said it was because of changes in bail, even though there wasn't enough data yet to prove that link.
All right. So what criminal charges are being added to the list of offenses judges can set bail on?
There's about 25 types of crimes that were added to that list. For example, second-degree burglary, which involves entering someone's home. Any crime that results in someone's death, like leaving the scene of a car accident. In January, there was a drunk driver on Long Island who killed someone and was released without bail. Prosecutors also complained that the definition of a major trafficker was too narrow. Now they can seek bail on someone arrested with at least 8 ounces of narcotics, like heroin or fentanyl, or if they're selling a certain amount. They can also ask for bail on anyone arrested for a felony while they're out on parole.
What impact will this makeover have on the jail population? Because right now, the bail law is credited with reducing the number of people at Rikers as the city tries to close that jail complex. That's what the impetus for the reform was in the first place.
You're right. And the Center for Court Innovation looked at all the changes. As of March, before the COVID pandemic, they said there were about 3,000 people at Rikers just because they couldn't make bail. And they estimated that number could increase by 16% with these new changes. They're not very confident about that. It's a best guess. Still, Scott Levy, who's the chief policy counsel at Bronx Defenders, says he's sure the rollback will send more people to jail.
It will absolutely make it more difficult to close Rikers Island. It will lead to greater incarceration. It will lead to greater racial disparities. More black and brown people will go to jail because of these rollbacks. And I think that is, there's no way around that.
Well, what about prosecutors? Are they happy with the changes?
Yes and no. They didn't really get what they wanted, which was to let judges consider whether a defendant poses a danger to the community when deciding whether to set bail. That's the law in most other states, but bail here is solely about the risk of flight. However, prosecutors are glad that they have more tools now to ask for bail. For instance, Jamie, listen to this. Under the new law, anyone who gets arrested for a misdemeanor or a felony involving harm to an identifiable person or property and gets released will be eligible for bail if they get arrested again for a felony involving harm to an identifiable person or property.
A lot of legalese there, Beth. How is harm being defined?
No one knows. Is it vandalizing a house? Could it be shoplifting? I spoke with Sandra Dorley. She's the new president of the District Attorneys Association of New York. And she said, yeah, the language isn't very precise. And every judge could have their own interpretation of harm to an identifiable person or property.
The original bail reform did strip judges of a lot of discretion. Now some of it has been given back, and it's going to be up to us, each individual, you know, DA and assistant DA that appears in court, to make the arguments for each particular case. And then we just have to see how that plays out.
So stay tuned.
So let's take a step back. How were the reforms to the bail system working before this change?
I know that the NYPD said that in January and February, 482 people who were arrested for felonies and released were rearrested for allegedly committing 846 more crimes. But I don't know how that compares to data from the same time last year. I also know there are plenty of people who have not gotten rearrested. Recently, I spoke with a 26-year-old man in the Bronx. He didn't want us using his name. He was arrested for assault and robbery a while ago and spent about 3 months in jail last year because he couldn't afford the $5,000 for cash bail. But he was let out in December just as the law was about to change.
I got to come home December 20th. And my daughter was born December 22nd. So, I mean, it was really beneficial to me, and it was a great blessing. And I look at it as it was inspiring for me to keep doing the right thing and not look back.
That's just one person's story, but it's a reminder that every single case is a story of its own.
Beth Fertig is WNYC senior reporter covering courts and immigration. Beth, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.